Now, had you yourself ever considered going into furniture design?
Not really. It's funny because through this process, I've started building objects, kind of crude forms of furniture, mm-hmm. etc. So it may develop into that avenue, but I've always had an appreciation for it, yes.
Yeah, because I noticed, a lot of the work has a multidimensional aspect of that. What made you decide to go in that direction?
That's one of those other ways of kind of achieving objecthood. If you look at a flat painting on the wall, your mind thinks of painting, where if you start adding things to it, it takes on dimension. It doesn't easily fit into that frameable kind of format. Then your mind kind of opens up into allowing it to think of a painting in a different way.
Sure.
And so that's my intention there, is to break the traditional mold of painting, being a flat, two-dimensional thing, and bring it into the three-dimensional.
Yeah, because I was just through the Graham the other day. I wanted to make it a point to come and see your exhibit. And the photo that you have on the cover is called Aha.
Correct.
And, when I saw that in person, and then that's coming right out at you. So it's a totally different experience than what you were expecting from what you saw on the cover of that. So
I, exactly. And
like
I like
the approach
that.
To that.
Yeah.
Now, you recently went back to school and got your MFA from the Art Institute of Boston. What made you decide to go back to school?
I think artists reach certain plateaus in their career where they no longer feel challenged. At least that's how it was with me. I felt like I needed some kind of new influences. So I chose a place that was completely out of my comfort zone. I didn't want to pursue my MFA in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go outside of the area where I would have a whole different aesthetic, a whole different environment. And Boston was great because it's so close to New York, and so many of the faculty are really attached in the major art scene of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted a place where I could put my work in that kind of arena, or at least have it curated and critiqued by that kind of arena of artists.
Sure.
That caliber.
Now, how do you feel that the experience there has affected your creative process?
Well, it's completely changed conceptually how I perceive image making, from kind of being inspired by life and kind of reproducing that representationally, to kind of really challenging myself to push it farther and come up with something that's inspired by the same material, but is I feel is a lot more interesting and has a lot more substance.
Mm-hmm.
So on a lot of different levels, I think the work is more mature.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came to Grand Rapids 1983, and during that time, the art community in Grand Rapids changed quite a bit. I mean, you've got Art Prize, you've got Art Downtown, you've got the Avenue of the Arts, Destination 1111, all the cool things that are going on in the Graham. What's your take on, the journey from here to there as far as the Grand Rapids art community and where things are at present?
It's been great to be a part of the art scene here. When I first moved to town, UICA was in a small building on Ray Street.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was real raw and edgy and not heated very well, and clip lights for lighting. And so as a young person, I thought that was the best. So it's interesting to see them come all the way to building a slick new contemporary mm-hmm. space now. I love what's going on in the Avenue for the Arts. I love the energy of all the young students
yeah.
and what they're kind of taking taking control of their careers and having shows and, you know, kind of really taking control of their destination. You know, it's just wonderful. Graham, I'm just so honored to show at the Graham because of the space, the mm-hmm. design of the building. I kind of always pictured the work in a white box space. And so locally, that was the only place that really kind of fit that mm-hmm. that mold for me.
It shows very well there.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, I think, you know, UICA, you know, is kind of a great way to look at it from, you know, these things were kind of under the surface and now everything has come up and you've got this great artistic energy around the city.
Yeah, it came from like being a small pocket
yes.
To being something that's very, you know, well known. And I think with Art Prize, it's given the community who would never go to an art event before,
mm-hmm.
It's opened their minds to, okay, this functions as entertainment as well.
Sure.